Here's our friend Jane. Jane!
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Jane. Thank you for being there. What do you have for us, Jane?
Well, as soon as you started talking about phantom bands, I was immediately taken back to being 17, back in Newport. And my friends and I decided that in order to have a certain glamour about us, we were going to have our own band.
Of course, yeah.
The problem is we didn't actually want to bother learning instruments or, you know, any of that troublesome
stuff. This is the essence of a phantom band. If you've just joined us, these are groups your friends and you entirely intended to have, but you actually couldn't play anything, never recorded, or indeed played a gig. So what shape did it take, Jane?
Well, the band was called the Whippets, which I thought was...
Quietly saucy,
went quite well.
Once you got the name, you may as well, you know, book your place on Top of the Pops, as they say, because you're off. Yeah, okay, the Whippets.
We had a series of gigs.
And what do you mean, phantom gigs?
Well, we managed to persuade people that we were playing every other weekend. One weekend in Cardiff, and the following weekend we'd be playing a gig in Bristol, these regular gigs. Mm-hmm. I must tell you that we were good liars. I mean, I am a very good liar.
But in your heart, you intended the Whippets to come to fruition.
No, absolutely not.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
I had no intention. We enjoyed the attention. We persuaded some people they'd actually seen us, and they thought we were great, because you can do that if you really try hard.
What did you play, Jane, by the way?
Well, this is how good a liar I was. I was lead singer and saxophone player.
Wow.
And they still believe me.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever even owned a saxophone?
To be fair, yes. I had bought a saxophone, and I think that gave it that little edge.
Yeah.
It's like, I cheated by a saxophone. Yes, this must be true.
Exactly. Walking around town with a saxophone, you're in a band.
Exactly. Yeah. So we went along with this for ages. People thought we were great. I mean, you know, I signed autographs. It was great.
Did you?
And then finally, we got sort of caught, because some of the blokes that we went to the club with had secretly decided they were going to go down to Cardiff to watch us.
Uh-oh.
As a surprise.
Oh.
Obviously, they went to the place and we weren't there.
Mm.
So when they saw us next, they came up and said, "What the hell's going on here?"
Yeah.
"We went to see you." Immediately, being the liar that I am, I said, "Are you nuts? What, you listened to nothing? We were in Bristol last week."
Oh, clever. Didn't buy it, though. He didn't buy it.
No, he did.
Did he?
But so I thought, play safe here, and the following week we broke up for artistic reasons.
I remember the story. I remember seeing that. I think it was in the old Melody Maker, and I said, "Oh no, the Whippets have broken up. I really wanted to see them. I've heard nothing but good things."
Yeah.
Did you ever go as far as coming right to you, Nellis? Did you ever go as far as actually putting down the names of songs? Because I know certainly most teenagers go through a period where I'm writing a song.
Because it wouldn't have been writing them down. We just made them up.
Yeah.
And they would say, you know, what are the names of your songs? I just lied through our teeth and on the spur of the moment told them most outrageous lies.
Our very first phantom band, thank you, Jane. Here Come the Whippets was their first album. Whippets Again being the second album. The third album, it was never mixed, it was never released, but I've heard a bootleg. It was pretty good. The Whippets, these are groups that never played a gig, and they never got out of the bedroom. You may have intended to play, but you never actually did. By the way, Jane signed an autograph. If you've ever been asked to sign an autograph, and there's absolutely no reason for it, I would love to know exactly why. What you got over there, Lindsay?
We've got, of course, Cross-Dressing Saturday as well today.
Yep.
Will in Leicester would like to bag see Elizabeth I.
Yeah, nice. You can be anyone in history. This time next year, everyone must emerge from their front doors dressed as a member of the opposite sex. Who would you choose if it were the law and you had to?
Joan Chiswick wants Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Yeah, terrific.
And we're also asking about underwhelming sports.
She was on, Newcastle Station. You said, "Oh, that's a good choice."
Yeah.
I'm frustrated. Your lap was clever. I didn't think of that, because once somebody's claimed it, you can't do it. He's got the meat dress on. That's topical. Yeah, go on.
And your underwhelming sporting moments when you remember where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Andy says, when Johnny Wilkinson drop kicked the winning points for England to win the Rugby World Cup, I was on my hands and knees with my arm round the U-bend trying to block the bock. It was a marvellous moment, though. And he'll never forget where he was.
That is a perfect example of what I'm after here. You know, everyone else says, "Oh, I'll never forget where I was when, you know, the Gazza's Tears thing in Turin," or whatever great sporting event. You say, "Yeah, I'll never forget where I was." And it must be somewhere underwhelming, please.